What are the weekend habits of successful people? Katambay, do you feel lazy every weekend? Do you tend to think na weekend naman, wala na muna akong gagawin? Day off ko naman, kaya it's my day para maging tamad. Kumusta ka every weekend, Katambay? Do you use it to be productive? To be fulfilled? Or bahala na lang kung anong mangyari? In this episode, let me share to you some habits that you could begin para maging productive ka pa rin during weekends. Hello mga katambay, welcome to Tambayan with Coach Lep, and this is powered by the Abundance Network. I am your host, Philip Sumera. I am a motivational speaker, a life coach, a content creator, a preacher, or a feast builder. Thank you so much for hanging out with me dito sa ating tambayan. Ito ang iyong tambayan na siguradong meron kang matututunan. Follow me mga katambay dito sa Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and iba pang platform na kung saan pinakikinggan mo ito. Make sure lang to hit that follow button or bell button para wala kang ma-miss na episodes. Coach Lep, weekend naman. Gusto kong magpakatamad during the weekend. I want to be lazy during the weekend. I don't want to do anything. Gusto ko lang mag-good time and mag-enjoy. Ayaw kong magplano. Anything goes. Bahala na si Batman. You know what? This is the danger of not having good habits during the weekends. Some of us tend to oversleep 12 hours. Ang bawin ng tulog. Grabe, no? Yung iba naman, natapos na ang weekend na wala nang ang ginagawa kundi binge watch, marathon, chips, soft drinks. Ayos. Also, baka naman super bawi ka rin sa pag-inom ng alcohol and pagyoyosi dahil nga weekend ay iniisip mong walang limitations or wala namang pasok kinabukasan. Tapos, normally, iisipin natin na deserve ko naman ito. Reward ko naman ito. What you need katambay, what you need to do katambay during weekends is actually to recharge and condition yourself. Ulitin ko yon. It is to recharge and i-condition ang iyong sarili. This could help you to have a great mindset and perspective sa upcoming work week. That's why it's really important na meron ka pa ring plano during weekends. Meron kang weekend habits. Habits that will make you feel or maging productive, fulfilled, happy, and at the same time, prepared for the upcoming work week. Kaya naman, it's really important pa rin na ikaw ay may plano. Ikaw ay may habits, good habits na ginagawa every weekend. So mga katambay, here are some weekend habits that you can do. Number one. Switch off from the digital world. Alam mo yun, katambay, sa buong linggo, nakaharap ka na sa screen or sa monitor mo. Make it a point to unplug during the weekend. So that means you need to turn off the notifications of your email or kahit ang social media mo para detach ka talaga sa digital world. That's the goal pagdating ng weekend. Detachment. Hindi ka makakapag-recharge if may screen time ka pa rin. remember sa previous episode ko, tinuro ko sa inyo yung shutdown ritual. Na every night dapat, okay, hindi na work. Tapos na ang work. Tapos na ang aral. Tapos na ang pagiging empleyado. Tapos na ang pagiging estudyante. This time, weekend naman. So talagang detached naman. It is the time to do something different. To face the world, not your computer or your laptop. Treat the weekend, mga katambay, as a detox to your digital world. Diba sa relationship? Sometimes, humihingi tayo ng cool off muna tayo. There are things that are not anymore working. Kailangan mag-cool off muna tayo. I need some space muna. Ito yun, katambay. Cool off and space. Ito yung moment na yun for you. Itong mga weekend natin. I-deprive mo na muna yung sarili mo sa digital world. What you can do is replace it, mga katambay, with different activities. You could do something that interests you or maybe a hobby every weekend. May mga kakilala po ako, pagdating ng Sabado, automatic po yan, basketball. May grupo na siya and lahat sila, yun ang weekend habit. Matik na yan, nakaschedule na yan pagdating ng Saturday, no? Yun na rin ang way of catching up nila. Yung iba naman na kakilala ko, hiking naman, ang peg. Mahilig talaga silang umakyat ng bundok and yun naman ang trip nila. So how about you, katambay? Ano ang hobby mo? Ano yung bagay na kapag ginawa mo ay magiging masaya ka during the weekend? Include mo yan, katambay, as you plan for your weekend. Second habit, sleep. Syempre, ito nga ang ultimate plano natin during the weekends. Ang bumawi ng tulog talaga, right? Pero listen, katambay, don't oversleep. Okay? Hindi rin yan makakatulong sa'yo, yung sobra na yan, tulog na yan. Make sure lang that you reach the, alam mo yan, sinasabi nilang 7-hour sleep, then bangon na rin. Malamang dahil sa sobrang hectic ng work week mo ay hindi mo na actually nagawang matulog ng 7 hours. Yung minsan, maaaring 5 hours ka na lang natutulog, 6 hours. Ako, nakaka-relate ako dito, no? Na dapat daw 7 hours ang desired hours of sleep natin. Yun daw kasi ang pinaka-healthy, right? Now, during weekend, dun mo siya gawin. Dun mo siya bawiin. Pero paalala lang, mga katambay, ha? Huwag sosobra. Nangyari na ba sa inyo yung tipong talagang 12 hours na tulog, di ba? Okay, sabihin natin, good naman siya, talagang tulog pa rin naman yan. But the thing is, alam mo yun, naubos na ang oras mo. Naubos na ang weekend mo dahil lang itinulog mo. Itinulog mo ang buong araw ng weekend mo, di ba? So don't oversleep, okay? Third, learn. Huh? Coach Lep, learn? Matuto pa rin? Mag-aaral pa rin? Eh, di ba? Weekend nga. Yan, no? During the weekend, hawak mo na ang oras mo. Include mo, katambay, ang magkaroon pa rin ng time to learn something. I'm not saying na kung ano yung inaaral mo sa klase, or inaaral mong mga projects sa trabaho, no? But if you want to, di ba, mag-a-advance ka, pwede rin, no? Tayo po ay mga lifelong learners and we should always be hungry to learn. Ang problema, lagi lang tayong hungry na kaya ang tiyan natin lumalaki. Dapat tayo ay hungry to learn din. Gaya nga ng sabi ni Kobe Bryant, we should always look for ways to fill our cup. Pakinggan ninyo po yung last episode ko, mga katambay, as I give honor to the Black Mamba and shared habits that I learned from Kobe Bryant. Every weekend po, I make it a point to have my learning time. I watch TED Talk, I look for inspiration videos, listen to podcasts, read a book, yan. And even catch up with mentors. Ito yung pinaka-favorite ko, makipagkwentuhan sa kanila. Minsan naman, I invest in learning. Nag-e-enroll ako para may matutunan, most especially sa field na ito, na coaching. Inilalaan ko ang weekends para dyan. Kasi nga, hindi ko siya nagagawa eh. Every work week, dahil ibang kabisihan yun, di ba? Use this time, Katambay, to learn something different. To learn something new. Learn new skills. Naniniwala po kasi ako na there's always something new to learn. Now, before we proceed, let's listen first to my fellow podcaster dito sa The Abundance Network.
Parents,
teachers,
entrepreneurs,
get ready because you're all in for a yummy treat. Yes, yummy, and yes, all of you.
Because I am here, your resident Mommy Leia, kasama natin sila Teacher Michelle and Bossing Marco para matulungan kayong ma-realize kung gaano kahalaga ang financial literacy. Sama-sama nating pag-usapan kung paano natin maiintindihan at masimulan nito, lalo na sa ating pamilya.
That's right. Every Monday, makakasama nyo na kami ang Milk and Cookies Podcast under the Abundance Network. At pag-uusapan natin ang big matters in a bite-sized way.
That means fun, practical, and digestible episodes to help you become financially literate.
So get ready to knead, roll, and bake only here sa Milk and Cookies Podcast. P.S. Don't forget to dunk into our social media accounts on Instagram and Facebook and get weekly tips, tricks, and special content. That's at Milk and Cookies PH.
All right, so after you listen to this episode, I invite you to go to their show, go to their podcast, pakinggan mo sila, and I am telling you, you will be blessed. Let's move on. Number four. Every weekend, have a habit of doing something good, something fulfilling and fun. What is it that will make you feel fulfilled? Ano, Katambay, ang pwede mong i-contribute sa community or sa ibang tao? Tuwing weekend, gawin mo yan. I know some friends na kapag weekend, they go to orphanage. They spend time with the kids. They bring foods and gifts and just serve the young people. Ito kasi yung mga bagay na maaring hindi mo talaga nagagawa kapag work week dahil masyado kang preoccupied sa mga things to do mo. I know some fellow servants naman sa feast na every Sunday ay whole day po silang nagsiserve. And what's good here is actually buong pamilya silang nagsiserve. So this has been a bonding pa nilang mag-anak. Ang galing, di ba? I know a family naman who loves to go out of town during the weekend. Hindi naman kasi kailangan na, alam mo yun, maging magastos when you go out. Nagbabaon po sila ng pagkain nila and tulong-tulong sila. Nagwo-work na rin kasi yung mga anak. So ambag-ambag para sa mga gastusin. Tapos ang maganda dito, they play together. Nakakatuwa. They share stories, do something new, and have fun. They're building new and happy memories as a family every weekend. Number five, something related dun sa kakakwento ko lang. Spend time with loved ones. Katambay, dahil nga sa sobrang busy mo during work week, gamitin mo naman ang weekends to spend time with your loved ones. Gamitin mo naman ito to catch up and give time to relationships. Time is the gift na dapat hindi natin sinasayang. Darating ang panahon, our loved ones will be gone. Sana during weekends man lang, we get to be with them. Makipagkwentuhan, hug them and love them. Isa ito sa lesson ng pandemic sa atin that habang andyan pa, we give them value. We express our love to them. Pahalagahan natin sila. Katambay, mahirap sa buhay ang merong kang regrets. Yung magsisisi ka sa huli. Sa trabaho mo, katambay, listen ha. Kapag nawala ka, mapapaltan ka rin. Pero sa pamilya natin, kapag may nawala, ang hirap silang paltan or hinding-hindi sila mapapaltan. Kaya huwag nating sayangin ang panahon. Mag-alat ka ng time para sa kanila. Number 6. Do something for your goals or for your dreams. Katambay, use this time to contribute in accomplishing your goals. Dahil nga busy ka sa work or studies, nawawalan ka ngayon ng panahon in doing something that is related to your dreams. Alam mo, during the weekend, dito ka ngayon bumawi. Gaya ko, I am planning to start my e-course, no? To teach online. Kaya I am using the weekend to record my videos, to study yung mga dapat ko pang alamin, and to plan. Ito kasi yung time na halos libre talaga ako. Kaya naman dito ko ginagawa ang mga bagay na kailangan ko para sa mga pangarap ko. Number 7, evaluate. Katambay, use the weekend to evaluate yourself. Look back at the week na nakaraan and tignan mo yung mga progress mo. Check mo rin yung mga goals na hanggang ngayon ay hindi mo pa naumpisan or nagagawa. Baka need mo nang i-adjust ang mga ito. Use this time to discern and replan things if needed. Tignan mo rin, katambay, ano yung dapat kong baguhin? Ano yung dapat kong ayusin? Baka may mga bagay na hindi na nakatutulong sa akin or may character or ugali akong hindi na nakaka-bless ng ibang tao. Alright? So it's really important to check and evaluate during the weekend. Number 8, plan for the upcoming week. I shared this in my previous episode. Look for the 7 evening habits, mga katambay. Importante that you make a plan on a Sunday. Hindi Monday ang pagset ng plano for the week, ha? Huh? It should be Sunday. This will give you a momentum for the work week. And at the same time, hindi mo nakakailanganin na mag-panic pa or ma-stress sa Lunes dahil nakaredy ka na. Ready na ang mga dapat mong gawin o dapat mong unahin sa week na iyon. As I end, let me share a quote from Proverbs. A Sunday well spent brings a week of content. Enjoy your weekend, katambay, and have a productive and fulfilled one. Tara, dasal tayo. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord, maraming salamat po sa mensaheng ito and we're grateful that every day ay kasama ka namin. Work week man yan or weekend man yan. But then again, O Jesus, kaya nga po na sinabi namin kanina, we want to be productive pa rin pagdating sa mga weekends. Lord, help us, guide us, and empower us. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. Maraming salamat, katambay, for your time and for listening. Follow me dito sa Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Podcasts at iba pang platform na kung saan pinakikinggan mo ito. Pakiusap ko lang, mga katambay, pakirate mo po itong show ko, itong podcast ko. Big help po yan sa akin to help others and to reach others. Also, follow me sa aking social media account and Instagram account. Sa aking Instagram account na at Tambayan with Coach Lep at ang aking Facebook page na Coach Lep. And you could also email me at tambayanwithcoachlep@gmail.com. My way of thanking you is may link po dito sa description below na kung saan you could get a printable habit tracker and also a daily planner. Also, dyan din po sa link na yan, pwede po kayong mag-post, mag-share ng inyong review para po sa podcast ko or para po sa episode na ito. Malaking tulong po sa akin yan, Katambay. Maraming salamat sa iyo. Thank you so much also, The Abundance Network. Thank you so much, Jesus. Stay great, everybody. Enjoy your weekend. Be mightily blessed.